I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Don't be so pernickety. Now, up you go. Up.
All Sir Garnet.
Right. Now, lend me a hand. Right.
A lovely old place, this. The hoax, they calls it.
No, the real.
Eh?
The oaks, I mean. 200 or 300 years old, at least.
Joke, eh?
I wouldn't dignify my facetious remark to that extent, Charlie. Move over. Now, to reconnoitre and see if we can get a surreptitious view of our unwitting host, Major Brierly.
What about breaking in and scaring the daylights out of him?
No, we'll do it more subtly than that, Charlie. You see, I've yet to find out where he can be hurt most. And the only way to do that is to watch him.
Well, what do we do now?
Jump down, of course. You ready? Now, for the house.
There's a light in that room next to the front door.
Yes, so there is. The window's open. We'll see and hear if anything goes on. So the order is creep.
We could shin up that big oak tree. We could see in marvellously. It's so near the house.
Ooh, wonderfully convenient. Ooh, what the devil was that? I got a crack on the head.
I thought I did just now.
Ooh, I did then.
It's 2-1 so far.
Ooh,
what is this? Bless my soul. An arrow, Charlie.
A arrow? Blimey.
Shh. I think I know something. This is a toy arrow.
Oh, good job, too. These I've got would have gone into my skull if they'd been sharp.
Hold your horses. Do you see what I see in the big oak?
Blimey, a kid. Hey, you!
Shh, again. You up there. Who are you?
Robin Hood. So no nonsense. Or I send a shaft this time through your weasand.
All right, Robin. We surrender. Come down, will you?
Well, if this don't beat a fan of cork.
I'm coming down, but I've got a taut bow and the arrow is aimed.
At my weasand, or even gizzard. Whichever you prefer, Robin Hood.
Good enough. Knaves, I'm coming. Beware. On your knees, caitiffs.
Get down, Charlie. You're a caitiff.
What are you, then?
I? Oh, I'm a caitiff, too.
Seems to me our scheme's gone a bit haywire. Now we're playing cops and robbers.
Patience a moment. Here he comes.
Stand, Charles.
Charles is the name, if you please.
In good sooth, Robin, we mean no harm. And if indeed we had evil intent, would we not have flown hence at your first warning arrow?
Oh, gosh, I wish I could talk like that. I can never remember the words.
Someday you will. In good sooth, you didn't do so badly.
Didn't I really?
By good Richard, His Majesty, you bespoke passing well. You shut up, Charlie.
Say some more.
Later. Firstly, you tell me why you were hidden up in that big oak.
I was lurking.
Lurking? Yes, come to think of it, it looked a bit like that.
Reconnoitering, as it were.
You see, at a moment that was propitious.
Propitious?
That's it. I was going to loose my shaft and slay him.
Him?
Major Brierly. He's more deadly than the Sheriff of Nottingham.
As a matter of fact, Robin, we don't like that gentleman very much either. That's why we came along tonight.
Then we join forces? Invade the castle and put the whole lot to the sword?
Blimey, out of the mouths of babes and ducklings.
Yes, a great idea. By the way, is your name really Robin Hood?
No, it's Robin all right, but actually it's Driscoll.
Robin Driscoll, jolly fine name too.
Not as good as Robin Hood, though.
Personally, I think it's better. What do you think, Charlie?
Oh, that's right. There used to be a city of Driscoll.
That's Bristol, you idiot.
Oh.
Of course, city of Driscoll, famous place. Now, excuse me, Robin, just a minute.
Certainly. I'll go and keep watch.
Good. Catch up with you in a minute. And it looks, Charlie, as if our plans have got to be sidestepped for now. Mm. This little chap's a bit in the way.
But he's got in for the Major for something.
Obviously. And maybe we can find out what the gallant Major has done to stir a kiddie to the point of hiding in trees ready to shoot arrows into him.
I wonder who he is.
We'll find that out easily. And somehow I've an idea at the back of my mind that there will be a hint to guide us. That kid has not got murder on his mind for no reason at all. All right, let's join Robin.
Are ye there, Robin?
Aye, keeping watch.
Well, little John and myself have decided that the moment is not propitious. Thank you. So we think we'd better form a plan of campaign somewhere else. And then maybe we could arrange to join forces and rush the citadel.
And slay Major Briley?
What about hanging him?
That would be real justice.
Well, we'll see. Now, what about us all getting out of here for the time being?
We'll go to my mother's cottage. I shall present you to her.
Maybe that would be best. Now, just one thing before we go. I'm writing a little note just telling the Major to beware. How's that?
Fine. Shall I take it?
No. We have a much more romantic way of doing things than that. Lend me your bow.
With pleasure. I feel that I can trust you. You're putting an extra feather.
Yes, a grey goose feather, Robin. Just like the bowmen of England used many years ago. Now, ready? This is going, I hope, right through the window. Watch, and when I loose the bow, run.
Can't we stay to see the result?
By Jove, no. Now, get ready. Off she goes. Run, Robin, run!
Wait! Oh, blimey. See that car, Mr. Hicks? Police.
You sudden?
Yeah, look. It stops outside the front steps.
My hat. And it's our old friend Inspector Benford himself. Now, why? What's Ben doing down here? Look, Robin, you head off home. There's something just happened. We'll have to stay here and look into it.
Can't I stay, too?
No. You can trust us to look after the secrets of Robin Hood. Now, look, we'll report to you in 10 minutes' time. Where do you live?
The gamekeeper's cottage, down the side lane, half a mile.
Good.
You report this night?
Yes, this very night. Now, off with you.
What a queer little cat.
My word, yes. Been badly hurt at some time, too. Well, what do you make of Ben Ford's arrival?
I can't make nothing of it.
Neither can I, yet. Of course, Ben would know Briley, or vice versa. They both belong to my club.
So what's the programme?
We both get up into Robin's tree and see and hear what we can. Here's a bag. Now, up you go.
Right.
Good. Give me a hand.
This is what I calls a grandstand seat. See the whites of their eyes from here.
Listen.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was not on duty when your information came through.
You mean about the abduction of Johnny Patterson?
No, that didn't concern me very much. It was the information that the grey goose was at the bottom of it. I may as well tell you that I'm specially assigned to track that gentleman down.
But you haven't so far.
I haven't. But every appearance or exploit of his naturally engages my very earnest attention. Hence my late call tonight. Now then, you say he rang you up?
Yes, twice. He even had the effrontery to lay me 6-4 that my own team, Morford United, would win the match on Saturday last.
How did he lay the odds?
He was to send £400 to the Red Cross and I was to send 600. I thought the team couldn't win without our star centre forward and I laid out all the money I could.
Against?
Of course. I mean, it was too late. Johnny Patterson took the field, Morford won, and I came a terrible cropper.
A real grey goose twist, that.
Oh, incidentally, look at this.
An arrow. Just a toy arrow?
Yes, but all the same, it carries a message. Look, do you see? It reads, I am here. Signed, the grey goose.
Just a moment. When did you get this?
1 minute before you arrived. It was fired through the window.
Heavens. Only a few minutes ago. Why, man, this toy arrow and feather, who does it belong to?
I don't know.
Oh, come, come, think, man, think!
This is rather a nasty moment for Roland Fletcher up in his tree. Only a child would have such a toy. Does a complete exposure through Little Robin threaten the Grey Goose?